You look at on the map, there's nothing out there. Hi, Mr. Dixon.
Hi. Yep.
Hi, this is Misty calling from Nation Safe Drivers on a recorded line. I do know that you just called and spoke with another representative, but I wanted to give you a call back just to confirm that you did, in fact, receive the mobile text message that I sent to you with the name of the company that's going to come and tell you guys tonight.
Yeah, I did receive that. My only concern is I tried calling the towing company already. They didn't pick up, but the ETA is 240 minutes.
That's just based on where they're located. Unfortunately, because of where you guys are located out there on that road and just kind of, you know, you're kind of in a remote area, we had a very hard time locating anyone to come and take that request because they not only have to come to where you are, but they then have to go ahead and tow you on into Midland. Okay, so just because of the miles that are involved, it took us a while to locate a company. This company is located right off of I-20, so hopefully it shouldn't take them that long. Sometimes they do overstate their estimated time of arrival just so that they don't miss the estimated time of arrival, but he's en route now as we speak, okay? But because unfortunately, go ahead.
Well, 4 hours is, I mean, I'm not familiar with the area. Where is I-20? Is that
It's south of you. And it's not 4 hours. The estimated time of arrival is not 4 hours. It's about 2 hours and 30 minutes.
The text I got was 240 minutes, but.
Okay, let me make sure. Oh yes, that we had to round up because we didn't have an option for the time frame that they gave us. I do apologize. So yes, you're correct. It's not 4 hours. It's going to take them about 2.5 hours to get out there to you. But they are I-20.
We've been on the road already for almost.
I understand, sir. Yeah, I completely understand. And if I could locate a tow provider that could get there quicker, we certainly would have gone with them. So again, it's based on where you're located. We have to secure some providers. We have to secure providers based on their availability, and
right,
this is just what we have. Yeah.
I understand it's a weird request, but, like, if we wanted to organize a different plan here, I mean, there's got to be a better solution than this. So, like, do we talk to you or to budget? Because to the budget customer service or whoever, Michelle.
We can
come up with something about, you know, towing to a closer town if it gets a faster response. But, I mean, we've been out here 4 hours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I understand. Yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome to call, you know, the rental car company if you'd like, but, you know, we're the company that's over-dispatching the tow providers, and this is what I'm stating. There are no other providers to dispatch to you. You know, we called all of the ones in the area, and what happens is we start as close to the customer as possible, and then we work our way out, because if no provider in the area is going to take the tow request, we can't make them take your request. So then we keep going until we find someone.
What if the request was to not go to Odessa? What if it was to go to the nearest town just to get us off the road? I mean,
I'm showing that where you are. I'm showing that where they have you being towed to is about 66 miles from where you are. And see, this is what when they submit the request to us in reference to you getting a replacement vehicle. The replacement vehicle location is based on the availability where they have a replacement vehicle for you. So I don't, they don't just randomly choose it. There's a formula in reference to how they decide where the customer goes. Go ahead.
Sure. The tow truck's calling me back now, so I got to jump on that call. But I'll call back if I have more questions. Thank you.